We are back on the Bengals Beat podcast. Lindsey Patterson, Charlie Goldsmith, 10 days in the books for the Bengals training camp, and there's plenty of storylines. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Saturday was the day where it all kind of clicked at Paul Brown Stadium for the Bengals offense, but it feels like Sunday with what we're seeing in the with the offensive line, there's a lot more, maybe even a lot more interesting things to discuss with what's going on there.
Yeah, let's get to the offensive line right now, because I think if you were thinking of the guard position battles, nobody thought, yeah, Jackson Carman, day one, he's out there, and he started to get some day one starter reps with the starting offensive linemen. But then there's been a little bit of a switch, and I didn't think it was going to be this player they were going to switch him in and out with. Let's talk about the guard position right now.
So what you're talking about is Deontay Smith right now is getting first team reps at guard over Jackson Carman. Two quick notes. Like, first, I don't expect Deontay Smith to be the Bengals week one starter. And we can talk about some of the other options the Bengals have in a minute. But the fact that Smith is getting reps over Carman, aside from Joe Burrow, is the biggest story at camp right now. When the Bengals headed into the 2021 offseason, such a big priority was addressing the offensive line. They got Riley Reiff, which was a very nice addition. But the only upgrade they made on the inside was drafting Jackson Carman. And Carman isn't just losing reps to a veteran right now. He's losing reps to a fellow rookie in Smith who has played even less tackle than he has. I caught up with Smith after practice on Saturday. It was his first day with the first team offense playing guard. He said he had never played guard with the Bengals before. He has hardly played guard since college. But what the coaching staff really liked about him is the way he responded to a bad day of practice on Tuesday. The way he's been continued to be physical and learned from his mistakes since then. And also the way he's taken care of his body, has hit certain benchmarks with his weight, and just has continued to be a strong, solid physical presence throughout every rep, no matter how well he's performing. He has improved of late.
Is there any cause for concern? Because obviously the Bengals drafted Jackson Carman for a reason. He's going to be a starter. They want him to be a starter on the offensive line. Do you think this is just a couple weeks into camp and we could see a difference, or is this pretty telling?
Yeah, so I expect Xavier Sulofilo and Quinton Spain to be the Bengals week one starters. I had a very good conversation with Brandon Allen yesterday, just talking about the offense, how camp as a whole is going. And he went out of his way to praise Xavier Sulofilo and Quinton Spain, who for an interesting reason have been playing a lot with the twos. I'll get to that reason after I mentioned what Allen said. Allen said there's a lot of experience between those guys. They've been in the league a while. Their work ethic and knowledge of the O-line position really rubs off on the new guys. Then here's the most interesting line. Allen said of Spain and Sulofilo, they're definitely the leaders of that group. You see how their experience is really helping these young guys. Sulofilo and Spain are kind of on a different path than the young guys who the Bengals really need to evaluate during camp and in the preseason. I think the reason that we're seeing the young guys with the first team offense is because guys like Michael Jordan and Deontay Smith, and to an extent Jackson Carman, are going to be playing a lot in the preseason. They really need that preseason more than Sulofilo and Spain do. Those players have the higher potential, so they're giving them this time to develop well. On the other hand, the most likely week one starters, Sulofilo and Spain, are more mistake-proof, have obviously been in the league longer. So I guess reason for concern is your level of optimism in Spain and Sulofilo, who were the Bengals' two starting offensive guards last season. So that's not the huge upgrade that you might have been looking for, specifically after the Bengals used a second round pick on the offensive line. But this isn't just about Deontay Smith. It's what you're seeing with Jackson Carman, and also, I guess, the stability you get with Spain and Sulofilo.
If you were to look at the offensive line, obviously we're going to talk about the guard position because it was under a microscope last year, one of their weakest spots on the line. What else are you seeing from the tackle position right now?
Yeah, I think Riley Reiff is very good, and Jonah Williams is having a good camp as well. They're the stabilizers on the offensive line. Jackson Carman was the only guard the Bengals went out and got, and it's because the Bengals have really valued the tackle position over the guard position. And, you know, I've said this before, Jonah Williams was the first round pick that this coaching staff made. Riley Reiff was such a priority free agent at Jeff Ruby Steakhouse, recruiting him to play in Cincinnati. And the tackle spots aren't a concern for me. I think the Bengals have two league average or better tackles. I think Reiff and Williams both have upside. And now all of the attention for the offensive line turns to the inside, where either Spain and Sulofilo you're hoping are are veteran enough, they have enough savviness to not give up as much pressure as the Bengals did through the inside last season. Or you hope that, I guess, Smith or Jordan or maybe even Carmen develops at some point this season and you are able to upgrade there so the Bengals could have more than one new starter on their offensive line.
We'll talk about the man of the hour because this camp is definitely focused on Joe Burrow. It's always going to be Joe Burrow. He spoke to the media on Saturday, and then this quote really just stood out. He said, "I need to get back to being able to feel people around me as opposed to seeing the people around me." And the Bengals tried to upgrade that and change that a little bit in some of the camps over the weekend. What are you seeing from Joe Burrow, and do you feel like he's getting a little bit more of his confidence back?
Joe Burrow knew exactly what he needed to do to get into a rhythm. He went to the coaching staff and said, "I want to feel more pressure on every pass I throw today." This was Saturday. So what happened? Even just during like the light pre-practice warm-ups, there were pads in his direction. When they were just running, practicing routes with receivers with no defense, coaches were doing two things. Sometimes they would run in and swipe at the ball. Sometimes they'd walk in with their hands up. A couple times they simulated being an offensive guard who was getting beat and dropping a few steps back in Burrow's direction. And that really forced Burrow to practice moving around in the pocket before he made a throw. That's what he sees as the last piece of the puzzle to get ready for the season. And it worked. Saturday was by far his best day of training camp. Burrow made a great throw and an out route to Ja'Marr Chase. He stepped up in the pocket, threw a 50-50 ball to T. Higgins. Higgins made the catch. And then yesterday on a play that could have been a sack if it were full contact, Burrow still made a nice run, kind of juking up the middle, very similar to what he did against the Los Angeles Chargers last season, showing that he's comfortable running out of the pocket in a straight line direction. And all of those are good signs from Burrow.
I want to flip to the wide receiver side before we go over onto the defense. When you look at a guy like Tyler Boyd, obviously no surprise what he's able to do in the slot position, but then you have Ja'Marr Chase as a rookie and T. Higgins. T. Higgins is one of those guys who I feel is going to have a breakout year in year two, but Ja'Marr Chase, how has both of the wide receivers looked out there?
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase has had some drops. The line I've heard with Ja'Marr is he's got to run through the catch, and that's something he's focusing on, whether or not he's just catching a ball before practice from Burrow or one of the other quarterbacks, or whether he's in 11 on 11s. It hasn't helped him that Chidobe Awuzie is covering him a lot, and Awuzie is probably the player of camp. But with Chase, he's staying after practice, putting extra work in on the jugs machine. It hasn't been an immediate translation into this guy looks like a 1,000-yard receiver from the first day of camp, but neither did T. Higgins last season. Higgins dealt with a hamstring injury and had a he kind of had to ramp up into the starting lineup. Chase's starting spot obviously isn't in jeopardy. While he hasn't had the incredible jump ball yet on a reception from Burrow, he has had some plays where he's gotten some good yards after catch. He is probably the best pure athlete in that wide receiver room. And the more he cleans up the drop issues, the more he's just going to fall into place in the wide receiver room.
Let's flip to sides, the defensive side right now, because that's been the surprise of camp so far. A lot of talk of what they're being able to do. And I don't think we'll really get a feel for what this defense is going to look like until week one, week two of regular season. But what are you seeing out there on the defense?
We've talked about Von Bell. We've talked about Chidobe Awuzie on previous podcasts. I think Jermaine Pratt's a name that deserves some recognition as well. He's a guy that defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo went out of his way to praise yesterday. He mentioned that it's Pratt's third year and he's done a good job coming into camp in his best shape, specifically showing the opportunity and the ability to do more in the passing game. He said it's all slowing down for him. And now he's one of the smarter guys on the Bengals defense, makes a ton of calls, is one of the great communicators on the field. And for a position at linebacker where camp started with a position battle, Logan Wilson and Jermaine Pratt have really solidified the two starting spots. And then just the secondary as a whole, he's been nicked up a little lately, but Eli Apple has made very good plays on the ball. Ricardo Allen has also been nicked up, but when he's been on the field, he looks like a really versatile chess piece. Play some safety, play some slot cornerback. The Bengals clearly do have a lot more depth on defense.
All right, Charlie, what are some other observations that are really standing out after a weekend of camp?
Yeah, I really like Joseph Asai and Cam Sample. Asai, I've said this before, is just a different type of athlete than the Bengals have. They're determining how they want their defensive end rotation to look behind Hendrickson and Hubbard. And Asai is a perfect change of pace pass rusher, just purely off the edge. He has good burst. He's had great battles with Jonah Williams as Trey Hendrickson has gotten a couple of days off. And Sample, you really can just use him across the line in kind of any spot. He's physical. He has some really nice rip-through moves. And just overall against the run, setting the edge, and also against the pass, I've really been impressed. Another player who stood out to me is Chris Evans, the Bengals' sixth-round pick running back. And the guy can just catch the ball. It's the reason the Bengals drafted him. You can see a lot of opportunity for him in the screen game. Also, he had a really nice run outside the tackles the other day. He's athletic. He's shifty. He's versatile. And what the Bengals' backup running back position, I think, will come down to is who's the better pass protector between Evans and Samaje Perine. And if Evans shows the steps the coaches are looking for him to take in that area, he could be the Bengals' primary backup running back this season.
It's officially game week for the Cincinnati Bengals. Only three preseason games this year, three more than there were last season. Joe Burrow is not going to play in game one. Any observations going into this game week right now? And really no surprise with Burrow sitting this one out.
Yeah, you know, I asked Brandon Allen yesterday, what's the importance and what's the significance of this game? And he said there's so many players on the team who either have an undefined role right now or might have to prove themselves for another team, players who aren't projected to make the 53-man roster. So he's taking a real leadership presence and a leadership role talking to the young guys heading into this first preseason game because, of course, Brandon Allen will be the starter on Saturday. And overall, the positions I'm looking forward to watching are, of course, offensive guard. I think it'll be a great chance to see the backup young linebackers, Marcus Bailey and Akeem Davis-Gaither, specifically which one of them can be the ideal third down linebacker this season. How much depth do the Bengals have on the defensive line with the young guys like Sample and Josh Tupou and Joseph Asai and Khalid Kareem, which one of them flashes. And then the kicking and the punt returner battle as well. Evan McPherson definitely has a leg up in the kicking competition right now. Trent Taylor has looked like a great punt returner. Darius Phillips has had his chances as well. I'm curious how much Phillips gets to do it in games as he's also, you know, one of the Bengals, not starters, but rotation cornerbacks. So there will be plenty to watch, and I'm excited to head down to Sample.
The hardest working guy in sports media in Cincinnati has you covered over on the Reds and Bengals beat. But what's up there for the Bengals side?
Yeah, I have observations from practice throughout this week. I have a story on what exactly the Bengals' plans are at offensive guard, a story on Joe Burrow's great day on Saturday, what he showed and what that means for the Bengals. And then a story I really enjoyed writing. I talked to Josh Tupou about why he opted out last season, and then specifically what it's like after missing a year of football, coming back and you're fighting for a spot in the NFL. And so far, Tupou, so far, so good.
Charlie, we'll have you covered. Make sure you're following along over on Twitter, ENQ Sports, ENQ Bengals on the Instagram. And thank you for listening to the Bengals Beat Podcast.